3.
We often think of technology and invention and research as being somehow more sophisticated a proposition than nature. But actually, when we think about it, there are lots of really useful concepts that technology can take from the natural world. People are beginning to remember that other organisms on Earth are doing things in a very similar way to what we need to do. And they're looking closely at what we can learn from nature. Take the bright screens on our mobile phones. Now, this brightness, this effect that they've managed to achieve there, came partly as a result of research into the iridescence of the wings of butterflies and the anti-reflective coatings that moths have on their eyes. And it doesn't end there. They're looking at what makes a spider's web so strong, how glowworms produce light with almost zero energy. The list goes on. And this area of research is called biomimicry. That's bio, as in biology or life, and mimicry, copying or imitating. It's a very interesting field of study.